Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Kaufel, and in this episode, Janet Borges will discuss the formula Erlang Zuzuan. Janet Borges is a licensed acupuncturist and graduate from the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco in 2002. She maintains a thriving private practice in Richmond, Virginia, focusing on mental health, musculoskeletal pain, and chronic digestive issues. In addition, she has been a representative and consultant for Meiwei Herbs for over 20 years, as well as serving on national and state boards for the advancement of the East Asian medicine profession.
Hello, this is Janet Borges here once again to present a recent short article from our newsletter. This was published a mere moment ago on April 2nd, 2024, and is available on our website. Simply search for the title, which is Erlang Zuzuan and Tinnitus. The source material was edited by yours truly and derived from an attending physician at Hebei Provincial Hospital named Xu Wei Chao. Okay, here at Meiwei, we have been reviewing some of our favorite formulas. These are formulas that were taught in acupuncture school but perhaps have been forgotten over time, or maybe there hasn't been a patient encounter for whom the formula is exactly appropriate. For this edition of our newsletter, we are highlighting Erlang Zuzuan, also known as Erming Zuzuan, which translates to mean tinnitus left supporting pills. Here is an account from within the source material as an example of a patient for whom this formula fits the diagnostic pattern. Mr. Wang, who had just gone through the official retirement process, didn't know what was wrong. Recently, he had been experiencing ringing in his ears, which sounded like cicadas, especially in the dead of night while lying in bed. This was, of course, disruptive to his sleep and caused him to be irritable and short-tempered during the daytime. He went to the otolaryngology department for several examinations and no substantial disease was found. But the annoying sounds persisted, so he sought diagnosis and treatment from traditional Chinese medicine. After examination and diagnosis, the TCM doctor told Mr. Wang that his hearing difficulty was due to insufficient liver and kidney yin with deficiency heat and liver yang rising, and he was prescribed Erlang Zuzuan. Mr. Wang was also informed that he may need to remain on the formula for at least several weeks and that it would be safe for him to take on a long-term basis if needed. Tinnitus, commonly called ringing in the ears, refers to a patient's conscious hearing of sounds that are not present in the surrounding environment. It often brings a series of disruptive effects to the patient's life and can also lead to negative psychological symptoms such as depression, anxiety, and irritability. In terms of biomedical causes for tinnitus, it can be ascribed to many things, inclusive of long or short-term exposure to loud noise, as a side effect from certain prescription medications, for example, some antibiotics, NSAIDs, antidepressants, anti-cancer or malaria drugs, head or neck injuries, or sometimes the lingering effects of an ear infection that has caused blockage to the ear canal. According to the principles of Chinese medicine, it is said that after middle age, and frankly, the older I get, I'm not really sure when that is, physical stamina begins to decline and kidney essence gradually becomes, quote, insufficient to fill the ears, leading to a decline of the hearing organs and a decrease in hearing acuity. Mild cases may manifest as tinnitus, sometimes sounding like cicadas, which is higher pitched, sometimes sounding like tides, meaning lower pitched, like rising and falling ocean waves, and in severe cases may lead to significant hearing loss if the condition lingers or worsens. As stated in Miscellaneous Diseases sources, Shi Ju, quote, those with tinnitus will gradually become deaf. Deafness, of course, doesn't always occur, and in many cases, the origins of tinnitus can be sudden and acute, possibly arising from a singular stressful situation that has caused the liver fire to rise. This would be more of an excess pattern as compared to Mr. Wong's case above, which was attributed to liver and kidney yin deficiency, seemingly presumed because of his age, which led to an uprising of liver yang. For an excellent article that presents a case study comparing kidney yang deficiency with liver yang rising, please see our article written by Dr. Sky Sturgeon entitled Kidney Yang Deficiency or Liver Yang Rising, a Case Study. This set of signs and symptoms, which can often be confused, describes something we likely see so very frequently in our own clinics. Erlang Zuozi Wan comes from the Feihe Pavilion collections of prescriptions written by Ling Wan, a physician in the Qing Dynasty. It is a modification of the classical formula Lihui Diwang Tong with the addition of Chai Hu and Magnetite. Some variations of the prepared pill formula include Shichang Pu and Wu Weizi, but Meiwei's plum flower product does not. Historically, Erlang Zuozi Wan was refined into a honey pill and administered with lightly salted water to assist with leading the herbs into the kidney meridian. For a refresher on six-flavor Ramania, or Liwei Dihuang Tong, please see our archives for an article that breaks down the formula. As we know, Liwei Dihuang Tong nourishes liver and kidney yin, and with the assistance of Chai Hu, raises the pure yang qi to the ears, while Magnetite suppresses deficiency fire by anchoring the yang, nourishing the true yin, and assisting the kidneys to grasp qi. Erlang Zuozi Wan treats symptoms as well as the underlying condition, as it both tonifies and purges and can help clear the ears and apertures. It is most suitable for patients who may present with tinnitus and possible hearing impairment from a deficiency pattern, but not suitable for those who may present with a more excess pattern and tinnitus that sounds like tides. Other modern clinical applications for Erlang Zuozi Wan include some types of headaches, poor memory or unclear thinking, dim or unclear vision, inflammation of the inner ear labyrinth, and high blood pressure. The tongue may present as red with scanty or no coat, and the pulse may be thin, rapid, and possibly wiry. While taking this medicine, patients should be monitored for signs of weak digestion with a propensity towards dampness or phlegm congestion, and they should pay careful attention to diet, avoiding spicy and greasy food as well as an excess of simple carbohydrates. It is contraindicated during the early stages of an acute illness or acute infection and may be used over the course of several years. We hope you have enjoyed this quick reminder of a wonderful formula that has many applications for our modern clinics. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you.
Thank you for tuning into this episode with Janet Borges on the formula Erlang Zuozi Wan. If you would like to read this article, you can find it linked in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when our next episode comes out. In our upcoming episode, Dr. Jasmine Oberst will be discussing the Chinese medicinal herb garden at the UC Botanical Garden in Berkeley, California. She'll be touching on the garden's history and its significance. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on Mayway.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Mayway newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.